I swallowed hard and moved forward to slowly lay myself across his spread legs. My mound rested just on his knee, and I gripped the opposite leg just to keep my balance. I felt the skirt of my dress being slowly drawn up, my naked ass elevated and bore to his sight. I closed my eyes, and I waited for that first strike. I could feel his hand resting lightly, unmoving, on the small of my back. Just as I parted my lips to question him, a hard slap was delivered upon my behind, the loud twack accompanied by an acute stinging sensation. I gasped in slight pain. The slap left a warm tingle. His palm struck me again, the strength of the blow forcing my groin harder onto his knee. Ah, each strike felt like a shock, my tender flesh searing beneath his hand. Please, no more. I wiggled on his lap, trying to slide off. Lie still, you little slut. You deserve this. He gave a short laugh and pushed my bottom harder against his knee. The next spank caused me to mule in delight as my clit pressed and rubbed against him. I rocked back and forth on his knee, grinding, his hand still administering a series of slaps. I felt a finger forcefully probing in the opening of my pussy. She was tight, finger tight, sliding in just 1 inch, then two, pushing in further and moving in slow rhythm. My wet mound rubbed repeatedly against him, the pleasure intensified by his hard slaps to my ass cheeks. I moaned breathlessly and withered about on his lap, my nipples hardening against my dress. I was on the verge of orgasm. I was so close. The steady back and forth motion across his legs was enough to offer me release, and without warning, I shoved off his knee and onto the wooden platform. I looked at him bewildered and irritated. He stared back calm and reserved. I had been mere seconds from gratifying orgasm. I felt cheated. Forgetting all manners of modesty, I ignored his presence, spread my knees, and began working my clit furiously, focused on achieving my desperately needed orgasm. I don't need you. Just as my fingertips grazed my flesh, rough hands grabbed my wrist and hauled me to my feet. I fought against his grip. No! Trying to pull myself free, tugging. He pulled me close so that our faces were just a few inches apart. Don't you fucking dare, he growled. This is a punishment, girl. You are not to receive sexual gratification because you've been naughty and you don't deserve it. He smirked. You are not to pleasure yourself either. You are to go home and obey me. If you lie to me, I will know it. I can easily spot a liar. Now, if you behave, I will have to reward you, and your reward will be waiting for you. We'll return tomorrow in the afternoon. Of course, you can completely disobey me and not come back at all, but then you won't receive your reward. He ran a thumb over my lower lip. But I know you won't do that because you're a good little girl, aren't you? I nodded mutely, and he smiled at my compliance. Smoothing my dress down, I shifted my gaze away. Spotted a wet patch adorning the fabric of his pants, right where I had bent over. I turned around, hot with both humiliation and arousal. I hurried back to the pathway, his eyes burning into me. As long as I was in his sight, my pussy painfully tight with lack of fulfillment. The following morning, After a hasty breakfast and an equally hasty goodbye to my oblivious family, I made my way to the forest with slight hesitation. Was I actually going to return to the cabin? Or would I just walk halfway and end up shying from the delicious possibilities awaiting me? This man was so arousing, just in his manner, so boundless in his confidence. He was no timid boy watching me from afar, but too afraid to take action. I was excited to find out what he had in store for me. The mystery and seduction of our secret rendezvous? It was intoxicating. However, potential dangers also riddled my imagination. I didn't know him. I didn't even know his name. I huffed out a breath of air, stopped my walk. But I wanted this. My life was stuck in a repetitive cycle of eat, sleep, and try not to be bored. Maybe he was what I had been hoping for. Thanks to this arrogant stranger, the last few days have thrilled me far more than anyone I'd ever met or any orgasm I'd ever had. Walking away now would be like walking away from the perfect opportunity for an amazing experience. I resumed my brisk pace, now determined more than ever to find this man and receive this reward I very well deserved. I had not touched myself at all the previous day, although I spent the night tossing about in my bed, hot and wet. A small among children's smile fueled at the corners of my lips when I viewed the wooden structure in the distance. I quickly fell away to the frown, though, when I discovered that the veranda to be devoid of any human presence. I took a few steps closer to assure myself of what I saw. He wasn't there. What the hell? I ran up the steps to the veranda and scowled around the empty platform. He could have been joking when he told me to return. It was early in the afternoon. Maybe he was out. Edging closer to the door, I wondered whether or not he may be inside. My fingers brushed the doorknob, and I found that turning it was unnecessary as it was already open. I pushed it open cautiously and crept inside. I stood in a kitchen of sorts. A table and set two chairs were positioned in the center, and the shelf lining walls were filled with food items. A massive stone fireplace was opposite of me. I eyed my surroundings, not finding any sign that the man was either in or out. I continued my exploration, moving down a short, dim hallway lined with several doors. I took the one at the very end and found a bedroom. The floors, like the rest of the house, were a dark wood. A large bed covered in a blanket with fluffy pillows was situated in the corner. A wardrobe with other assorted pieces of furniture were scattered about. Nervousness grew in my belly. Should I have even come in? I made my way over to the inviting bed and sat on the soft mattress, bouncing slightly under my weight. I squeezed handfuls of the blankets in my fingers. I wanted to lie down just for a few moments. I removed my boots and laid myself across the bed, pulling the blanket over my body. It was, admittedly, very cozy, and the warmth relaxed me into a sleepiness. I closed my eyes. I wouldn't sleep for too long. I woke with a start, surveying my surroundings, immediately calling my position, seeing that I had slept for a while and the man was still not present. I decided it would be best if I returned home. I reached to rub my eyes, but an old pressure held my arms above my head. I twisted frantically, trying to see what was happening. It felt like a rope or a string was wrapped around my wrist, fastening them to the frame of the bed. I thrashed about even though I knew I couldn't remove the restraints. Only then did I realize my dress was not on my body. I could see it slung over the back of the chair across the room. I screamed out, unable to find any words. The door swung open to reveal the stranger, his broad chest bare, as well as his feet. Despite my alarming position, he seemed completely at ease with the situation. He munched on a shiny green apple and leaned against the doorframe, his brows raised at me. I stared at him in confusion. He tossed the apple core in a nearby bucket and strode over by the bed. "You're awake," he remarked simply. "What's going on? Did you do this to me?" He laughed lightly. "Well, of course I did. This is your reward." He flashed a toothy smile. "You're a little slut, aren't you? I'm pleased to see that you obeyed and came back." My cheeks warmed at his comment. He proceeded to climb onto the foot of the bed and grab my ankles in each of his fists. My breath came in short wisps. I tried to stay still when his right hand slid up my naked leg to stroke up to my pussy. "What is my reward exactly?" I stuttered horribly. Reddening my cheeks further, he took his time to answer, rubbing at my clit for a few moments. "I'm going to fuck you hard. Isn't that why you're here, sweetheart?" My heart pounded at his words. As crude as they were, he didn't really seem to want an answer, so I didn't bother to supply one. He removed his fingers from me and stood, his eyes removing my body as he leaned across to reach for my bounded wrist. I could not see, but I felt the bindings loosening above my head. "I think we'll both enjoy this more if you aren't restrained." His breath was scented with a mild mint, perhaps from a tea of some variety. I massaged my freed wrist and sat up, pulling the blanket to cover up my nakedness. He noticed this and reached down to wrench it away. "What the hell are you doing? Stop acting so shy. You came here for a reason, didn't you? Now get up and follow me." He turned around, made his way towards the door, waiting for a reply. I glanced over at my dress. "No, don't bother with that." I trailed after him with my arms wrapped around my torso, down the hallway, throughout through the kitchen. He opened the front door and exited, obviously expecting me to do the same. He stood in the center of the veranda with his hands on his hips. I stood before him meekly, scared about being outside completely stripped. He soon settled himself in his large chair, indicating that he would not be going back inside for quite a while. He motioned for me to approach him and smirked at me. "You look nervous. I'm guessing you don't regularly have sex outside," he noted with a hint of humor in his voice. I was too anxious to laugh, or even much less smile or joke. "No, I've never had sex. Actually, I'm a virgin." I had no idea how he would react. Much to my relief, his smirk did not budge. Instead, his hand reached behind me to stroke my ass just a little. He goes, "Climb onto my lap," he ordered simply. I hurried to comply, compliantly positioned myself against his groin, my thighs on either side of him. "Rub your clit. We need some lubrication." I leaned back just a bit and supported myself with my left hand, resting on my chair's edge in the space between his knees. My other hand reached behind him to find my clit from the back and pressed it in his hard circles. I closed my eyes, but the feeling of his stare Oh, it made my clit tingle. Silently, his fingers pushed into me, brushing against my own ever so often. After 5 or 10 minutes, warm flows of cum were leaking in both our hands. He moved me back a bit on his legs and began working on his belt and his pants. I could already see his hardness through the fabric. I gave a small gasp when I saw his huge cock, upright and stiff, gripped in his hand. It was tanned like him, of course, somewhat purple towards the head, the veins pushing through the skin. It looked to be a little more like 5 inches in length. Pre-cum dripped from the tip. "Ready?" he asked, his voice gruff. I nodded. I gripped his shoulders and lifted my bottom to position me over him. I lowered myself until I felt his hardness pressing against my pussy. Then I kept going, pushing down further. A soft hum, came from me as I felt his thick cock stretching my pussy wide open. The girth was phenomenal. Never before had I felt so filled. I rested my chin on his shoulder, completely sheathing him. He then seized my waist and began lifting and dropping me while simultaneously thrusting upwards. Each plunge forcefully parted my pussy lips, and I moaned, into his bare shoulder. Suddenly, he lifted me completely off of him, only to turn me around and continue fucking me roughly from behind. Anyone could come through these trees at any second and see your poor pink pussy being abused. Then they would run off and tell your whole village. Or maybe someone's watching right now, hiding behind one of these trees, like the way you were spying on me in the pond. They can see on how much of a wanton slut that you are, letting me fuck you out here in the open like this, completely exposed. A moan was my only response, as his fingers were now softly teasing the tips of my dark nipples. Each tap increasingly warmth beneath my thighs. I pressed on my enlarged clit while his cock maintained its reward. His teeth grazed my shoulder, and I rapped against him to push down harder and harder. I felt the deep growl rumbling in his chest against my back. I flicked my clit until he could see my pussy squeezed tightly around his cock. He felt me clench it, clenching and relaxing almost to the point of aching. Hot fluid trickled out of me, his or mine, or maybe both of ours. I lollied back onto him, exhausted, and I felt his chest rise and fall under me. "Such a good little girl," he breathed next to my ear as he wrapped his arms around me. "Now that you've been rewarded, I suppose I can let you go. But if I catch you being wicked again, I'll have to continue your discipline. And mind you, I won't be so easy on you next time. Not at all." "Oh, yes, please." I find it so hard to stay out of trouble. I closed my eyes, sighed contently, and still, I didn't know his name.